Jumping Jack makes a new friend. Jumping Jack liked making new friends. They were great to play games with. One day, Jumping Jack jumped so high that when he landed back on Earth, everything around him looked different. His house had gone, and he saw he was outside. There were lots of very tall trees and rocks. As he looked around, Jumping Jack heard a noise that scared him. Something in the trees was coming his way, and it could roar really loudly.
Roar!
Jumping Jack ran to the nearest rock he could find and hid behind it, hoping that whoever was coming his way would roar right on by. He heard the roar get nearer and nearer until it was so close he could hear it breathing. Then the roar changed. Whoever was on the other side of the rock was no longer roaring. They were crying. Jumping Jack jumped over the rock and found himself face to face with a dinosaur. Shocked, the dinosaur stopped crying and they looked at each other for a second. Jumping Jack was the first one to speak. "Hello," he said to the dinosaur. "Are you okay? Why are you crying?" The dinosaur looked sad. "I'm not very clever. The other children laugh at me. So I ran away." "You ran away?" Jumping Jack said. "That's silly. How will you ever learn anything if you aren't at school?" "I hadn't thought of that," the dinosaur said. "Thanks."
"I'm Jumping Jack," said Jumping Jack.
"I'm Roaring Rex," the dinosaur said. "You have two names too," Jumping Jack said. "That's great!" Roaring Rex smiled and revealed a big set of teeth. Jumping Jack showed him his, and Roaring Rex started to laugh. "Your teeth are so small," he said. Roaring Rex stood up, and Jumping Jack had to start jumping to reach him. He was so big that if Jumping Jack didn't jump, he couldn't hear anything Roaring Rex was saying. "I should get back to school," Roaring Rex said.
"I should get back too," Jumping Jack said.
Roaring Rex let out one big roar, and Jumping Jack waved goodbye. When his new friend vanished behind the trees, Jumping Jack jumped as high as he could until his house came back. He missed his new friend, but looking around the house, he realized there was no way Roaring Rex could fit. He was better off in the trees. Jumping Jack's mummy told him he'd better hurry up and get ready for school. He answered with a big roar! Jumping Jack's adventures were written by Amanda Keats and read by Chris Eastwood. The music was created by Andrew Evans. You can find more of Jumping Jack's adventures and other stories by Amanda Keats by following the podcast Short Story Time, available from wherever you get podcasts.
I thought it was funny and probably one of my favorites.